Hey everybody, welcome to the Outbreak podcast. With me, we still haven't come up with a name, and to be honest, we probably won't come up with a name until we're up in New York, and I don't know, we get a bunch of people that are together that are drunk and stoned, and we'll come up with something stupid. You know, because that's just how we roll. With me is a lovely Ferrari. What are you drinking today?
Some days you just have to create your own sunshine. It's my Beluga vodka with the Coca-Cola Zero spiced.
Which, to be fair,
really,
it's not okay. If you haven't tried the Coca-Cola spice yet, it's not bad.
It's a little bit of cherry coke. It's a little bit of Robitussin.
Yeah,
it's a little bit of cream soda.
Now, to be fair, when I tried it, it was room temperature. True. It might taste better when it's cold.
You know
cold.
What? It does have a different flavor at room temperature versus cold. Versus when it's cold, it tastes a lot more like cherry coke.
Okay.
Just cherry coke with like a little bit of a difference.
Yeah. I didn't think it was horrible when it was room temperature. It wasn't something that I would go out and buy, but it wasn't anything horrible.
Your first sip, you're kind of like, oh, Robitussin. But then immediately you're like, oh.
Yeah. Well,
like now it tastes like cherry coke or maybe a little bit like cream soda. And then you were like, now it tastes like Christmas cookies.
Yes, that was the weird thing, is because is it kind of evaporates.
It's
on
like
your
an everlasting
palate.
Gobstopper.
It changes flavors. It's really weird, man. So how is it? I mean, I don't drink anymore. So how is it with the?
And
with
I
the
don't
alcohol?
Drink any less.
I know.
The vodka I'm using is actually the Beluga vodka that your brother got for me is. Very good, actually. It doesn't really... Like, with me, like, I always think vodka kind of has, like, a bitter taste.
Well, it's made with freshly squeezed beluga whales.
Right. So, this freshly squeezed beluga whales tastes cool and crisp and, you know, like... I don't like vodka, but I like this vodka. So, really, to me, this just tastes like cherry coke zero spiced.
So, it's like cherry coke zero spice with beluga caviar... That's alcohol tainted.
Right.
Well, it's not really caviar. I'm just making the joke about squeezing the beluga whales and the caviar.
But it
pops
says
out.
It does go great with caviar.
Well, it probably would. You know, we never really told that story about when I had caviar on the cruise ship. And I'm like, what are these little balls? And you know, because
I'm like, do you like them?
Yeah. And,
what are they?
And I'm like, they're not bad.
Do you
but
like
what
them?
Are they? And
caviar.
Now, to be fair, though, the next time we went on a cruise, I ordered the same thing.
And swallowed them up and,
yeah.
You know, nom, nom, nom. And,
you know, I mean, yeah.
To be fair, that was some pretty high-end. I mean, not like, it wasn't like, you know, $5,000 a tin caviar, but it was decent caviar.
I just look at it like swallowing caviar is no different than a porn star swallowing fucking cum.
Making some pretty big admissions there, aren't you?
Well, no, I all right. So, at
well,
any rate,
this one's demonetized. Sorry.
So, on saying that, you know what goes really great with either of those two subjects is candles from the smallfear.com.
Yes. Well, then, although the candles that we got from Target,
yes,
you are almost in love with more.
Yeah, I will say I've been trying really hard to cut down on certain medications, and one of the medications I'm on is for anxiety. And so to do that, one, it's got to be done very slowly, but two, certain things help with it. And I have to be careful with marijuana because of drug tests and things
and
like that.
And all the medications you're on.
And all the other medications I'm on. So we're trying to use candles to help me through some of the rough patches. And we found, you know, Ferrari went out and got a whole bunch of candles for me, actually.
Your favorite candle from the smelloffear.com is the lavender patchouli one.
Yeah.
You Live Dangerously. So I... I'm a one of those Target hoes, so I used my app and ordered any interesting lavender candle at Target that I could find, and your favorite ones were these ones that have the wood wick in
Yes.
them.
Yes, and they really the wood
Are they lavender and eucalyptus?
Yeah, I believe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Lavender and eucalyptus and the wood, you can smell the wood as it burns too,
And it sounds like a crackling fire.
Which that alone is calming as well, but the smell of it's it's very relaxing. Definitely gotta admit, they're probably my favorite candle or tied for my favorite candle along with the one from thesmellfear.com. But the point is, go check out smellfear.com. They got candles, they got Maxwell's or wax Maxwell's.
Maxwell's
wax melts, you know, for smell or her pleasure or yours. You know,
which we will be stocking back up on those when we are back in Buffalo in June.
Yes.
So which I think we mentioned, it's been 3 weeks since we did a podcast, and I think we mentioned it 3 weeks ago, but like everything's in full swing of moving.
Yeah, we'll get into that. We'll talk about that, man.
Yeah,
hey, what was that site? And this is for adults only. We're not going to tell you what it is. We're just going to tell you that you might want to check out this site because it's entertaining. What was the name of the site?
Bad Dragon?
Bad Dragon. That's what it is.
Is that what you're talking about?
Okay. Adults only. No
it's
kids.
It's exactly what you think it is.
It's about bad dragons.
You need a dragon, you're going to get a dragon.
Yeah.
Spitting and everything.
Well, that's angry dragon, but...
Yeah.
Again, we're not going to ruin it. Just check it out.
There.
UFC 300, which was 2 weeks ago, because we're running late on podcasts, because the past couple weeks we've been really busy, haven't felt all that well. Honestly, nothing's really changed. It's just we had to get something out there. What do you think of 300?
I don't actually remember.
Okay. Well, to be fair, I honestly thought that it...
Oh, neither one of us felt good that day.
No.
Okay. All right.
No, because we were actually
supposed to go to the WXW show.
Yes.
Which we should mention. So, the end of WXW, yes, Afa the Wild Samoan is no longer in charge of WXW, but Afa Jr.
Yes.
is taking over. That's right. Okay. And we stayed home because you weren't feeling well.
Yeah.
And I was exhausted. And so because we were originally going to go to the show and then maybe stop at, like, Buffalo Wild Wings or something to watch the end of UFC 300.
Yeah, there was no way that we were going to be out there.
We ordered it at home, stayed home. I think I slept through a lot of it. I don't remember
a
lot of UFC 300 because I was out of it that day. Because I slept for like 4 hours in the afternoon and then I fell asleep during the show. I didn't...
Well, I think it's important for me to point out, I won about $10 on this card. And I only laid down $1. Now, to be fair, if we were in New York and I would have laid down the $10, I would have actually lost it because it was a 4-fight parlay. It would have paid out almost $200.
And I think, what, one or two fights in, you were done.
Only one fight lost, but because it was actually
No, but I mean, it was early in the card.
Yeah, it was early in the card, so I would have been done.
Yeah.
You know, again, I mean, you had Davison Figueiredo defeat Cody Garbrandt. Cody Garbrandt, though, supposedly suffered from vertigo during the fight, so I don't know. I guess he's working on it. Bobby Green defeated Jim Miller by unanimous decision. That fight was actually awesome. It was really good to see Jim Miller be able to actually slug it out with Bobby Green. And we both like Bobby Green, you know. I mean, we both like Jim Miller, too. Jessica Andrade defeated Mariana Rodriguez via split decision. To be honest, I totally agree with the split decision because both really did shine. Moicano defeated Jalen Turner, second round TKO. Diego Lopez defeated Sadiq Youssef, first round TKO. That pissed me off because Youssef would have lost me the $10. Because I picked Youssef. Because again, it's just style wise. I mean, Lopez was favored, but style wise, I thought Youssef actually might be able to pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla Harrison had
a great debut. That's the only one I remember.
She had a great debut in UFC. And if you don't think that she's going to have a title by the end of the year, you're insane. She totally dominated Holly Holm that whole fight. She won via second round submission with a rear naked choke. Aljo Sterling defeated Calvin Kattar, unanimous decision. Again, I thought that was a very one-sided fight. Jiří Procházka defeated Alexander Radziech, second round TKO. Again, on most of my pools, I pick Radziech anyway. But he just did not look into it. And then you got to the main card. Again, I am totally against putting Bo Nickel on the main card. Yeah, I get it. He finished Cody Brundage with a second-round submission. But I just, again, this is a kid they're going to feed tomato cans to until he's ready to face top-name talent. They did it with Sean O'Malley. They're going to do it with Bo Nickel as well.
Don't mind me. I'm just doing something that I won't be able to do when we're on video.
Yeah. Armin
Sarukian. It's time to take off some clothes.
Armin Sarukian defeated Charles Oliveira. Split decision. That was a good fight. It was a solid fight. In the fight that
I remember
arguably,
the reaction to the end of this next one, but I was definitely in and out of sleeping.
This fight actually would be worth it for you to go back and watch. This fight was awesome, and I totally understand why people are calling for it to be fight of the year already.
Yeah.
Again,
it sounded like it because I was dozing, but I was kind of like opening my eyes and watching certain things. Like they fought their asses off.
Yes, they did.
And I've never ever seen a fight end on a finish
with one second left fifth round
in a 5-round fight? Like,
but and you knew because he connected with Gaethje, and Gaethje just went down to his knees and fell forward. He was done, you know. But again, I would say this is the best that Holloway has looked in probably several years.
Yeah,
he just looked amazing in this fight.
But that's the fight, so I know people were complaining about eye pokes, right?
Yeah, but again, though, it's this is one of the fights that people have bitches about. And here's the thing. If Holloway was fighting anybody other than Gaethje, nobody would have bitched about it. Eye pokes happen. Accidents happen. You know, it's not like it caused the fight to end. Even Gaethje said, look, the eye pokes didn't affect the finish.
Right. Yeah. You know? I mean, yeah, because that knockout. But did they redesign the gloves?
They did, but they weren't using those redesigned gloves at 300. They might start using them this weekend. I mean, I've been trying to pay attention to see the redesigned gloves. I like how they are, but we'll see how they are in competition. I watched how they made them. In theory, they should cut down on eye pokes. In theory, but we'll see. They also have a chip, so if you are into collectibles and you buy a fight worn pair of gloves, you can tell right away if they're fight worn because they can scan the chip and tell you, yeah, this was used in that fight because they scan the chip while it's on the fighter's hands. To make sure, you know, so it records it. So if there's ever a question on whether or not it's truly a fight-worn glove, they can scan that chip, and that will tell you, yeah, it's the same one that UFC scanned. It's pretty cool what they did. I know a lot of people are bitching about it, but I actually think it's ingenious. I just wish they would have improved on the chip and maybe been able to record some statistics, like, you know, velocity and things like that of a punch. The co-main was Weili Zhang versus I'm not even going to try to pronounce
Yan
that.
Yan Xianong.
Yeah, Yan. But
Yan Janan.
That sounds right. It was a unanimous decision. I thought it was very one-sided, but again, anybody fighting Wiley Zhang, it's gonna be one-sided. And then you have the main event, which was Alex Pereira defeated Jamal Hill, first round knockout. It was what everybody thought it was gonna be, and my only problem with this card is, I thought 300 was a great card. I thought it was one of the best cards that UFC's put on in the past few years. That being said, this should have never been main event. Holloway versus Gaethje should have been the main event. And I said that
before. It was a title fight, though, so yeah. That's why.
Well, technically, though, if you count the BMF title, which I don't, but they do count it as a title.
True.
Holloway versus Gaethje was a title fight as well. That's why it was five rounds. Honestly, that should have been the main event. That was a fight everybody cared about. Now, there was some dispute because Jamal Hill did catch Pereira with a low blow, a low kick. Pereira waved off the ref that wanted to give him time. And now Jamal Hill's people that support Jamal Hill are bitching that the fight wasn't stopped. It's like, wait a minute. Your guy low blowed Pereira, man. Pereira waved him off. It's his right to do that.
Yeah, and he beat you anyways.
Like, yeah. And look, it wouldn't have changed the outcome of the fight. The only thing it would have done is maybe pushed it off a round, which would have changed the odds. So 300 was really good.
And there was no UFC last week.
No, there was no UFC last week. There is UFC this weekend. I don't think it's all that huge of a card. We're still going to watch it because I miss MMA, but... two fighters missed weight. David Onama weighed in at 148.5, so he was 2.5 pounds over the featherweight limit for his bout against Jonathan Pierce. And James Lontop weighed in at 156.5, which is a half pound over for his fight against Chris Padilla. But both fights are going to go on. It's just they're going to forfeit 20% of their purse. I mean, looking at the card...
yeah, it was hard for me to pick because...
There's a lot of people that... Look, if you're a casual fan, you're not going to recognize... I mean, you might recognize Austin Hubbard. You might recognize David Onama.
Dontell Mays.
Tim Means versus, versus Medic. I mean, it's, you know,
but it's
Metalis Nikolaou versus Alex Perez. But I mean, casual fans are not going to recognize a lot of these names.
No, but it's people that you should watch so you know who's coming up.
Yeah. Well, as you've said before, these are the cards that you want to watch because these are the cards that actually end up surprising. No, I can take a sip of that in a minute. Thank you, though. But these are the cards that surprise you because you get some bangers of fights coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tomorrow.
Is it 301 next weekend?
Yeah, I believe it's
gonna
next
go
weekend.
Meet,
yeah.
We're going to go meet a friend out.
Yes.
To see that. So we'll be at Wing House. Excuse me, executive producer, that's not your seat. Thank you.
Yes, and actually next weekend, for what it matters, if you're a big fan of, oh man, I can picture him right in my head right now. God damn. Keep on talking for a minute.
I shall keep talking. Who are you? Is somebody who's on UFC 301?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Oh, yeah. Jose Aldo's coming out of retirement to fight Jonathan Martinez next weekend.
Okay.
So.
What's the main event next weekend?
Main event. Pantoja versus Erceg. Honestly, this card, the reason why we're going out for it is because honestly, this card for a pay-per-view.
Well, and what's happening now because people are realizing that we're only here for another month is people want to hang out with us, which is cool. But you know, it kind of got to work around our schedule.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of stuff going on, so but you know, that's what's going on with that. So WrestleMania 40.
Oh yeah,
What
we
do you
haven't talked
think?
about that.
What did you think?
I had a good time watching WrestleMania. Okay, I really don't have any complaints. Like, let's start with that. I
Okay.
don't really have any complaints. I think some of it was amazing. And the rest of it was good, decent, good, you know? Like, I mean, that's kind of my overall thing. I know, is this okay,
This is
that's
not in any.
that, no, that's in the, okay, yeah. This is second night, I think, that's why. Which is fine. First night was good. First night started with Becky Lynch and right? I'm trying to remember, this was 3 weeks
Think so.
ago.
Yeah, I'm. You know what? This will probably
Yeah,
have
that'll have it
all
in order.
the results in order. I should have had this ready.
No, you're good. I mean, anyways, yeah, I mean, we don't have to go match by match or anything. I think really when it comes down to it, the main event of the second night is exactly what should have happened.
Yes, I agree.
You know, I mean, Cody Rhodes finally finished the story. Every time, you know, the Bloodline tried to screw him over, somebody else came out, you know, to help. You know?
I would go as far as to say that as far as WrestleManias go, this was probably one of the best feel-good moments delivered by WrestleMania
Well,
in one of, I'm not gonna say the best, but one of the best feel-good moments of WrestleMania in the past four, you know,
and
since
you
they
could
started 40 years
feel that
ago.
the at like the attitude was different, like, 'cause when Triple H came out at the beginning of the first night, and when Stephanie came out at the beginning of the second night, like, it just felt lighter, more fun, like
You could say,
more towards
yeah.
the fans, like back to being like, you know, enjoyable, you know, where, you know, they really want to make it.
Away from
Yeah.
the McMahon era.
Away
And
from, yeah.
they did do a good job of without saying that they've gotten away from that era, they did a good job of making that very evident.
Right.
That they moved away from the era. Now,
Yeah.
there's
Yeah,
certain.
because, yeah, Rhea Ripley defended against Becky Lynch. That was an awesome match. I mean, we're not gonna go over all of these.
No. We don't. I mean, again, I can't even say one night was better than the
No,
next.
it all made sense the way that they did it. It just all kind of made sense, and the way that they did it with tag team matches and, you know, 3-on-3 matches, you know, everybody got a spot, but it didn't feel like the one WrestleMania a few years ago where it felt like there were like 60 people on the card and they were just throwing triple
Yeah.
threats and four ways and six ways and stuff just so that everybody had a spot. Like, no, this, oh, that tag team, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that actually it had
The
the
ladder
potential to be a
match.
huge
CF.
yeah, but it actually turned out really good. You know, again, Mysterio teamed up with Andrade. Which was good to see Andrade back, honestly. You know, Jey Uso defeated Jimmy Uso. What I was hoping to see out of that was them actually mend fences and you know, have Rikishi make an appearance.
Right, but
That
they can
didn't
always
happen,
do
but
that later now that the bloodline
yes.
is in turmoil, you know?
You know, Sami Zayn defeated Gunther. There was a lot of people that were complaining about that. Honestly, I thought that was a
I think
great
it was
idea because
good.
nobody would have expected Sami Zayn to defeat Gunther.
No, I think that made sense.
And then of course the main event was The Rock and Roman Reigns, and they defeated Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins by pinfall, making it a Bloodline rules match, which pretty much means anything goes.
Which just meant that the Bloodline could interfere as much as they wanted.
But Drew McIntyre defeated Seth Rollins. Now Seth Rollins went into that night with an injured knee.
Right from the
Anyway,
previous night, yeah.
which he actually went into that with an injured knee. I mean, he
Yeah.
wrestled that whole weekend injured, because he had
Yeah, but
surgery
he
the
had,
next
but
week.
I just thought, like, kudos to him for being in the main event on the first night and opening the show the second night. You know, like.
And then Damian Priest cashing his money in the bank on Drew McIntyre to win the title from Drew
That
McIntyre.
was. I mean, it sucks for Drew McIntyre, but that was a cool moment. Like, that was a what the fuck moment that, you know, like, that was. I mean, Seth Rollins did it at WrestleMania, what? I mean, what, 8 years ago or whatever? I don't know. I can't remember exactly when he did
Now,
it, but when it was Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, right?
yes.
And then he cashed in, yeah, so.
Now, this match, honestly, with this match, I didn't care so much about the match, but I will say they showed a promo in the back with Karrion Kross, because Karrion Kross, it's the Final Testament, which is Karrion Kross, Akam, Rezar with Scarlett and Paul Ellering. I thought Karrion Kross's promo was awesome backstage. The match, it was a Philadelphia street fight. Again, you're in ECW territory. You are not going to match
Right.
what.
Bubba Ray was the special guest referee, though.
Yes. Yeah, he was. I still think New Jack makes a much better special guest referee for my own
Unfortunately,
experiences.
he can't do that anymore.
Unfortunately, yeah, but which is sad. New Jack
Yeah.
was a good friend of ours. So, LA Knight defeated AJ Styles. But it doesn't really seem like they've done much with LA Knight since. So to me, it kind of was
Yeah.
a waste. I really, honestly, I don't even think we watched this. But Logan Paul
I
defeated.
missed a lot of this on
I
Sunday.
think that was that when our ceiling fell down in the kitchen?
No, actually it was on Saturday. Wasn't it on Saturday?
I can't remember. I know it
Maybe
was
it
one of the
was on
days.
Sunday. One oh yeah, because so one of the nights, that's right, because that was your birthday weekend. And one of the nights a hole appeared in the ceiling in the kitchen and plaster fell all over our dog, and you know, so maybe it was Sunday, and maybe that's why I didn't see a lot of this
Yeah, because
because I was out there cleaning up dust and plaster. That would make sense.
I honestly, like I said, I didn't care, for a couple of these matches. Not that they were bad either. Supposedly they were pretty good. It's just they didn't
Yeah.
pique my interest,
Right.
Um,
But wasn't that last year too? Wasn't like the first night like a whole bunch of matches that a bunch of people cared about, and then the second night was a seemed like more filler matches besides like the main event and
they
stuff.
were relying on the main event to carry the card, really. And I'm not going to say they were doing that with this, but in a way, you could make that argument. Bayley defeated Io Sky by pinfall. I mean, it is what it is. I have my own feelings on the
Yeah.
placement of that match. I think they probably would have gotten better placement on the card if Bayley wasn't so vocal about wanting to main event WrestleMania. Look, every wrestler wants to main event WrestleMania, but when you sit there and you become a nag about it on every show you go on, was it a work? Maybe, maybe not. Cody Rhodes defeated Roman Reigns, which again, I honestly think it was one of the most heartfelt things in WrestleMania history. I'm not gonna say it was the most heartfelt main
No,
event,
but it
but it
literally was.
definitely
It was
ranks
a
up
good.
there.
It was a good finish to the show. We didn't watch Raw after WrestleMania. I have no idea if
anything. No,
I didn't hear anything like
we
super
might
amazing or anything.
We might start watching it though, because it really does seem like they're gonna bring.
I have
Bo
a
Dallas
feeling
back.
Once we're in Buffalo, we're gonna be watching a lot more wrestling because we'll be staying with Justin and Bryce.
Yeah,
You know?
I mean, you know, it's wrestling's not the core of my life. I will go on one more thing and say this. AEW decided, I think it was like the week after WrestleMania or whatever,
oh, yeah,
that they were going to release the tape of CM Punk versus Jack Perry, you know, where there was a brush up backstage. Look, I don't care whether you are, you know, how's the best? Well, I've already demonetized whatever option we have. Look, I don't care if you suck the dick at WWE or if you suck the dick at AEW. I honestly don't give a shit one way or another. If you sit here and you defend pretty much promoting a guy that's works for your competitor, you might be an idiot.
Well, and if you were going to be ballsy, like, you should have released the footage, like, right after it happened.
Yes.
Not, like, what, almost a year later?
And based on what they showed, if Tony Khan truly was scared for his life, Tony Khan is one of the biggest pussies I've ever seen in my life. It is what it is. Look, wrestlers are gonna fight. Guys, whether you want to believe this or not, wrestlers backstage get into fights all the time. I'm not saying physical fights, but there's arguments, and sometimes they turn physical. Mm-hmm. And it happens a lot more often than you think. You know?
I've tried to fight a lot of the guys.
I mean, there was one when we were wrestling for Pro Wrestling Riot, and I'm not going to mention his name, but he shit-talked me the whole time, and everybody's like, I can't. I think it was Becky Bayless, wasn't it? That was like, he's talking about your husband.
Yeah.
And
no,
and
you've actually gotten into fights. It's funny, like when I try to fight the guys, and they back down because, you know,
it's,
I'm a girl.
Look, you got people with egos, and
adrenaline, and sometimes substances, and you know.
Yes, and it happens. And the way I've always been is, look, I'm not going to start a fight, but if you fight with me, I'm going to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. And that's, you know, I mean, we didn't fight, but that was because this one guy, Bruce, I'm not going to say his last name down here, told the kid, look, you want to fight him, go for it. He's right there. Fight him.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure you fight him and you win, because if you don't win, he's going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
And I would have. The guy was bitching about something that was his own fault. If you decide to go and grab a barbed wire 2x4, bar the barbed wire, yes, you're going to get cut. That's not my fault. You grabbed it, you idiot. To be fair, I'm friends with the guy now. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of things that have happened 20 years ago have been patched over. It's water under the bridge. You know, it's funny, though. I will add that. Been able to patch up things with wrestlers down here. Wrestlers up in New York, the guys that used to bitch about the politics are the ones doing the politics now.
Well, some of them were the ones doing the politics then, too.
Well, yeah.
So I'm not looking forward to that drama.
No, but
I'm not looking forward to a lot of drama up in Buffalo.
No, I'll say this right now. As far as wrestling in New York goes, yeah, I can think of maybe one or two people that I'll use from West New York. The rest I'm going to bring in from elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is I've got such a large pool of wrestlers to choose from, because unlike most of the guys in New York, I've wrestled everywhere. You know,
yeah.
Most of the guys in New York really, maybe they've wrestled a couple shows up in Canada and Pennsylvania, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, we figured we would just throw this in there for the hell of it. I don't know if this is a New York problem or if this is a problem with everywhere except for Florida. The medical system is a fucking joke.
Well, the medical system here is a joke, too.
But it's better down here than it is up there. Or at least right now it seems that way.
But it's not, because that's why part of the reason we have to move back to New York is that no surgeon
You know what, though? If I went to another surgeon in New York, other than the one that operated on me, 20 years ago, there's a very good chance, or 25 years ago.
But that's what I'm saying, is that this is a nationwide problem. Is that doctors and pharmaceutical companies and pharmacies and health insurance companies, it's a nationwide problem. The only issue, the reason you're having so many issues is that we are changing state to state. And, the thing down here is that you've said it, like over the last year, you finally have a team of doctors here
That
that
work like a team.
you like and trust, and they work together and they know what the other one is doing and they're fine with it and they agree, and now you have to build a whole new team up in New York.
And I'm the type of person that I'm a dick. I force my doctors to work as a team. They don't have much of a choice. I kind of force that in there. And I have the ability to do that because I went to med school. I know how a doctor thinks.
Yeah, but that's how it should be. I mean, all doctors should be working together for the better of the patient, not for the better of some pharmaceutical company or health insurance company's pocketbook.
No, I will say, and I'm not going to say his name on here, only for the fact that I don't want people to sit here and all, I know there's a number of wrestlers that listen to this, and I don't want them to sit there and inundate him or anything like that. My sports medicine doctor, he's probably
That's
the doctor
awesome.
I'm going to miss the most because he doesn't just care about my orthopedic injuries, he cares about my overall health as well. I will admit, like when we seen him on Wednesday, I cried because one, he's going to go above and beyond to help us,
And
make
he's
this
gonna be the
transition.
happiest when you're actually fixed up, so.
Yes. The guy's amazing. I'm probably gonna miss him the most because he's been an amazing doctor from day one. But in New York, they've got this VIP system where if you buy into this VIP system, there's these doctors that are available to you. But buying into the VIP system is not like insurance. You're paying just as much, if not more, than insurance.
It's
But
concierge medical service. It's
yeah.
having doctors at your disposal.
But it doesn't cover surgeries, it doesn't cover medications, it doesn't cover any of this crap. Honestly, it should be illegal because these same doctors that are doing this won't take anybody else. Now, if I'm going to pay $3,000 just, and that's just the entry fee, the membership fee, then you got to pay every month. Whether you go to the doctor or not. If I'm going to be paying that, my doctor better be available at 2 o'clock in the morning. And if I say, hey, I know that I get so many pain meds per month, but guess what? I'm in a lot of pain and I need more. Fucker better write them. Like, not to sound like a dick, but you better worship the ground I walk on, like fucking, Elvis's doctor worshiped the ground he walked on. Because if you're paying that much money, I think it should be illegal.
Yeah, I mean there are well, you off the air you had said, and I actually we have a customer at the animal hospital who has a concierge doctor down here that she pays for, so there are people who, have money or celebrities and athletes and stuff that have concierge doctors, but
But here's the thing, though. You're
it's
right. But here's the thing. Think about that. Technically speaking, when I had the doctor under the insurance and we were paying to go to the other primary because I didn't trust the doctor I had under insurance, that caused a huge fucking issue, both with the pharmacy as well as with the doctor. Here's the other thing, controlled substances. Florida's got a controlled substance database. If the country really gave two shits about controlled substances like they lead you to believe they do, wouldn't they have a nationwide controlled substance database? It's not that hard to code. You give me 6 months, I could code the database and the server space. It's not that difficult to do.
Yeah, you wanna fix your controlled substance problem? I mean, it would be easy and cost effective. Instead, they're coming down on patients that actually need the medications.
Patients and doctors that are, I mean, look, not every patient's doing the right thing, but I'd like to believe that over half the patients are doing the right thing. You want to do it the right way here. Here's a simple thing. Doctor, there's a two-strike rule. You can fuck up once. You fuck up a second time, that's it. You're done and you get blacklisted from any other pain management doctors. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. You want to go one further? Fine. Let them count your meds when you go in to see them every 3 months. You know? Go ahead and do that. As far as the DEA goes, stop cutting down meds. Look, there's cancer patients that are dying in agony because they can't get their medication. Mm-hmm. I get it that if you have never suffered from chronic pain, you're sitting here thinking, well, it's just helping drug addicts. No, look, I will tell you flat out, drug addicts are going to get their drugs, whether they get them from a doctor or they get them on their street. And exactly what's happening to Buffalo is what I said would happen when they closed down all the doctors that took care of pain management. People went to the streets. You've seen a rash of ODs because they were buying fentanyl-laced drugs on the streets. People started pressing pills and telling people when they sold them they were getting them from the doctors when actually they were pressing them themselves and putting fentanyl in them. You had a rash of suicides because you did have a number of people that would not do something illegal and instead suffered, and the suffering got so bad that they just decided to kill themselves. And now what we're having in this country is we don't really have a drug problem. We have a suicide problem. Mm-hmm. So I realized that we lost the war on drugs with illegal drugs. Everybody would admit that at this point. But we're losing the drugs on prescription drugs as well, because now we have a suicide epidemic. And it's due to us fighting. We're fighting the wrong enemy. You want to go after people? Go after the street dealers. The doctors aren't the problem. The street dealers are the problem. You know? Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you this from somebody that actually, the first degree I got was in alcohol and substance abuse counseling. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this. This was a problem that we seen coming 10, 15 years ago, if not longer, you know? And people insisted they knew what they were talking about. Well, obviously you didn't, because you fucked up. So, yeah, we'll close on that. America, we can fucking do better. If we want to.
Because we don't look at anything from a human or humanitarian aspect. It's a profit and capitalist.
Unfortunately, yes.
So that's a whole other discussion. So
you got anything else before I totally like fucking
No, we're going to get cut away? Off anyways. So today is the 26th. It's almost the end of April. It's so soon. It's gonna. It's gonna be me. I almost went viral on TikTok.
I know. You want to tell that before we get cut off?
Oh my God. All I did was it came on the radio and I got so excited. So I sang along with it and I posted it on a TikTok and I got the most views on my TikTok, and somebody grabbed my video and duetted it.
Did anybody else, or was it just that one?
It was the one girl, but like a couple people have favorited it. I've got 1700 plus views on that video alone, which is more. I've had 1000, and I think I had 1200 on my Pina Colada video. But that's the most views I've ever gotten on TikTok. So.
Well, I'll enjoy it. The government's trying to shut down
TikTok. I know. Because God forbid we have fun on TikTok. You know, no fun allowed in this country. And
before you bring up about the Chinese spying, look, if the Chinese want to watch teenage girls twerking or my wife lip singing in the fucking car, go for it. I really don't care. Yeah,
TikTok is not the issue.
You know, yeah, it's not about TikTok.
We're all being tracked by everybody because we all have smartphones.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, they're going to come out with a new version of TikTok that's created in the United States, that's funded by people that used to be in the government. That one, I guarantee you,
definitely
will spy
gonna
on
be
you.
tracking all of your data.
All right. So at any rate, if you're going out this weekend, be safe. Don't drink or drive. Find someone else to drive instead. That way you can hold your drink. No, seriously, don't drink or drive. Seriously. Be safe, and we'll try to be back next week. Thanks, guys. Everybody, have a great weekend.